This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hi, this is John Bach, and today I wanted to talk about disaster recovery for the data center. Organizations have been looking at disaster recovery as one of the key requirements they have for their environments for quite some time. But typically, they found that it's very difficult to actually implement a disaster recovery solution that really meets those needs. So you've probably had experiences where you've had to sit down and make trade-offs. What can I afford to protect? What level of protection can I actually implement in a way that I can actually manage? And how do I make sure that that's actually going to work? How do I make sure that if I do have some type of data center disaster, whether it be from a power outage, from user error, or from some sort of natural disaster, how do I make sure that I can actually really get my disaster recovery plan to get my environment back up and running as quickly as my business is requiring? We found that in traditional environments, customers have a really difficult time finding ways to do that across their data center. So there are definitely technologies out there that have been very useful in helping people to protect specific applications and small numbers of applications, but there haven't really been great solutions that enable customers to go ahead and protect their entire data center from these types of failures. So some of the parts that they need to think about to make that protection possible, well, one part is, what do I do about the infrastructure that I need? So I'm going to need additional hardware infrastructure. I'm going to need additional software infrastructure to have at my recovery site. Now, in a traditional environment, that's actually a pretty big challenge. A traditional environment actually requires that I have often identical hardware, identical configurations, if I want to make sure that I have the most reliable, simplest, and fastest recovery. Another key part of what I need to think about is how do I protect my data? So how do I protect the operating system that I've installed and configured, the application that I've installed and configured, as well as, of course, that critical application data that I need to have available if I have a disaster? And then on top of that, how do I manage this whole environment? So how do I make sure that I don't have such a complex solution that I can't keep it up to date? How do I make sure that I can make sure that it's executed correctly every time? And how do I manage the testing of this environment? How do I make sure that I can actually test that recovery plan to make sure it's going to work when I need it to work? So all these challenges and all these areas are parts of what we can help customers to address by leveraging virtualization and some of the tools that VMware has around virtual environments. So we've worked with a number of customers. In fact, over 50% of our customers say that they are using VMware tools for disaster recovery. We've worked with them to provide these solutions that help them to address those challenges across those different parts of disaster recovery. So one part of that is, how do I make it easier to provide the infrastructure that I need for disaster recovery? So by leveraging our VMware infrastructure product suite for virtualization, customers can actually eliminate a lot of those challenges that they had in providing the infrastructure they needed for disaster recovery. They can eliminate those hardware dependencies that previously had required identical hardware for the fastest recovery. They can actually treat their computing resources as pools of resources that they can then use for recovery purposes without needing to worry about exactly how many servers, without needing to worry about exactly where they want to run their applications at that recovery site. Another part of what VMware infrastructure and virtualization can help to address are, how do I protect all this data that I need to protect in order to efficiently recover my environment and reliably recover that in a disaster scenario? So for example, how do I protect my operating system installation? How do I protect my application install and config? How do I protect that critical application data that I need? And beyond that, how do I keep track of all this information about what systems I need, what hardware I need, and what that process looks like for recovery? All of those are things that VMware infrastructure can help to address. VMware infrastructure takes all of the data about a physical system and it turns it into just a few data files on disk. Everything about a system, from the hardware configuration to the operating system install and configuration to the application install and configuration, as well as that critical application data, is all now stored on your storage system. And all those tools that you have now to protect data, backup tools, replication tools, and so on, all of those now can be used to protect that entire system to make sure that all that information is available at that recovery site. Another part of what VMware tools can provide to help you out with disaster recovery is focused on, how do I manage and automate this whole process? So disaster recovery traditionally has all those different steps that go into it. Organizations that have gone through disaster recovery procedures before know that it often takes a really thick runbook to describe all those different procedures you need to successfully recover your application. In the actual scenario where I have a disaster, that's really difficult to execute correctly. One question I'll have is that up to date? Have I kept it up to date with different application changes I've made, with new components that have been introduced, even with different hardware that I have? Have I also made sure that I figured out how to start everything up in the right order? I have applications that have dependencies on other applications. I also have networking differences between sites. Those are all things that I need to think about when I'm putting together this recovery plan. Well, in a VMware environment, VMware provides tools that allow you to simplify and automate a lot of these processes around disaster recovery so that your disaster recovery plan can be more manageable as well as automated. So with VMware infrastructure, we've actually eliminated a lot of the steps that would have gone into those complex recovery plans. We've eliminated steps related to reinstalling operating systems, to making sure I have the right hardware configuration, to validating that environment. We've replaced that with hardware-independent recovery, so I can get rid of those steps. I don't have to reinstall an operating system because the operating system copy will run on any hardware. In addition, with a new tool called Site Recovery Manager from VMware, I'm able to actually manage and automate that process all from a single point within my environment. So all those different steps, the steps related to how I actually get that virtual environment up and running, all of those now can be managed from within Site Recovery Manager. So what used to be that paper runbook that was probably not up to date, that maybe had a bunch of different post-its hanging out of it to try and keep up to date, all of that now can be part of this automated process managed through Site Recovery Manager. When I actually have to fail over because of a disaster event, I can just have Site Recovery Manager execute that automated recovery process for me. Because that's an automated process that I've tested before, specified before, it's going to be executed the same way every single time. I know that the steps are going to be executed as designed, and Site Recovery Manager also enables me to test that recovery plan. So now, I don't have to hope that the recovery plan is going to work when I need it. I can actually very easily test that in a non-disruptive way to my environment. Within Site Recovery Manager, I can leverage that same plan, those same steps and processes that I've defined, and I can leverage that for my DR testing as well. So I can make it much easier to provide this automated disaster recovery testing. As a result of using these tools from VMware, I can make sure that I can meet those recovery objectives that I have. So I can make sure that by automating the processes and by simplifying them, I can recover faster than before. I can make sure that I'm getting that critical information that I need, that data about the hardware configurations, about the operating system applications, and the actual user data. I can make sure all of that is available to me at the recovery site. I can make sure that my recovery plan is reliable. By automating that process with Site Recovery Manager, I can make sure that my disaster recovery plan is executed as designed every time. And I can also eliminate a lot of those causes of failure, those causes related to things like hardware dependencies that virtualization helps me to eliminate. And finally, I can make sure that all of this is manageable. I can make sure that my recovery plan doesn't become so complex that I can't execute that, that I can't make sure it's reliable. As a result, I can cover more of my applications with better DR protection than I could in the past.